I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I'm comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. And each week I find someone interesting to talk about it with. And today is so exciting. And it has to be exciting because I've spent the last day in transit from LA via Brisbane, which... if you ever want to go to a wretched hive of scum and villainy, it is the Brisbane airport. But I'm here. I'm in my house back in Melbourne and the trailer's out. My phone has like 100 alerts. I have been off the internet. I am here with past guest, good pal, great cat sitter, comedian Tom Ballard. How are you, Tom?
Hello, Steel. I feel like there are lots of people more qualified to be here with you for this, but I feel like just because I'm here... I'll get involved.
You were already in my apartment.
And I haven't watched it yet. I promised you that.
Okay.
I promised you that sweet thing.
And I feel like I've woken up a lot since we started recording.
Steelers, you've had a beer, but first of all, that's helping you.
And it is... what time is it?
It's like 3:10.
My computer says it's 9 p.m. My computer's got jet lag. All right, so I haven't watched it. We've got the new poster. I did a radio interview this morning with John Fain, and I'm going to do one with Triple J in a bit. A post seeing it, so we have to watch it. Did you see the poster?
I did see the poster, yes. I saw the poster briefly, and then I saw the parody posters, but my brain didn't quite compute the parodiness of some stuff. So I did see one. I was like, is that Jar Jar Binks? Oh my God. Oh, okay, right. So it all turned around.
Well, the three main things on the poster that there was no, it wasn't drawn by Drew Struzan, who's... You got to
get
Struzan. The big Death Star type thing in the background.
Yep.
Which I'm not sure if that's Starkiller Base. Maybe this tease will tell us.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure if it was like... a planet that had been made into a laser,
right?
Or a laser that had been made into a planet. These are the things we're going to find out on December 16th at midnight.
Which would you prefer out of those two?
I reckon it'd be cool if it was a planet made into a laser.
Right.
That'd be exciting. And no Luke Skywalker.
No.
So I don't think we're about to see Luke Skywalker. If we see Luke Skywalker... well, I sort of think... I hope that we... I want to see him, but I hope we don't.
I feel like in your haze of jet lag, you probably will just see Luke Skywalker. Not only in the trailer, just in your general life today, walking around.
You've got a bit of Luke Skywalker about you, Tom Ballard.
I'm not the character you're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we should just watch it. And normally we have... Paul Verhoeven has done the previous two teaser live
right.
podcasts. So yeah. you're a bit... You've got like... your cynicism level to him is like... 8 billion% Tom Ballard. So.
I just can't believe the lengths that you go to in order, you know, to make sure there are no spoilers before this thing comes into your life. Like I said, I'll just bring up YouTube on your TV, Apple TV situation, and then we'll just watch it from there. But you'll worry that you might get like a fake one, and like someone, I guess, has just filmed it on their phone and put it up there. Is that what are you worried about?
I just didn't want to see an image from it or anything, like right. a freeze frame. But listen, there's people in iTunes now listening, yeah. going, "Yeah, no, this is how we have to do it. This okay. is how we've done the previous two."
All right.
Steel goes in totally unspoiled,
yep.
and then we listen to him make these horrible noises
right.
as he watches it. So
what noises? Like, oh my gosh, and that looks cool.
No, they're it's more pornographic noises.
All right, very good.
People have been listening to my reactions previously, have been accused of watching porn. So, all right. Let's make sure. How do we test that the sound? Oh, we can watch something else. All right, we've got to make sure the sound's working, Tom.
This is real top quality stuff.
What? Don't be like that.
Can I mention my Twitter while we're doing
this? Yeah, sure. Plug a few things.
I'm at Tom Z Ballard. I'm hosting Q&A next week.
So, are you really?
Yeah, so I might get a few Grey Guard letters for you too there.
Nice.
Nice.
Where are you hosting that? In Sydney?
No, Toowoomba.
Toowoomba. Toowoomba.
I wonder if Star Wars will come up.
Hope so.
Me too, pal.
See, this is the thing, Tom.
Yep.
You know, you're a bit of a fan.
I am.
I just think you should, like, the whole year is about savouring every step and having fun.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
No, like, I'm very excited. Plus, I have nothing else on.
Like, I'm really waking up now. and we just put tickets for sale for the midnight premiere and the podcast. And it's almost sold out already, which is insanely fun. And it's just, I don't know.
Are you going to dress up?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
I mean, if you just went in casual clothes, there would probably be something Star Wars based on that anyway.
Oh, you got to have... I'll be definitely wearing something Star Wars.
Okay.
All right.
Let's talk through, what are you hoping for? What are your dreams? What are your ambitions? What do you want to see? What do you not want to see?
I have no idea what I want to see.
Right.
I just want to see new, exciting things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see too much.
No. Do we know how long the trailer is? How much we're going to get here?
No.
Okay.
I'd say it's like 2 minutes or something.
Right.
I just want to... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just want to see cool things and then it's going to be awesome.
All right.
All right. So, we have...
When you do that spot on Triple J this afternoon, could you put in a good word for me, actually? I've sent in a few demos.
Oh, you want your job back?
Yeah. I'm hoping that'd take a listen.
Okay.
Oh no.
Oh no, this is the football thing. Alright, so it's on the football. How long does this go for?
Alright, let's make this very clear.
2:43. Alright, so we've got like...
It seems like Mike Tirico has a starring role in the forthcoming Force Awakens. Seems like he's having a microphone there. He's talking direct to camera. Maybe they're breaking the whole facade of the fourth wall, which would be a huge move for the Star Wars franchise.
The newsreader awakens.
So what happened? Is this it? No.
I don't know. Yeah, this is it. Because they premiered it on the Monday Night Football.
What is this? Why these things?
Because the mainstream has to know.
Mm, God.
So.
What? These are the people that would have bashed up the fans of Star Wars in the 70s.
Yeah, I know.
Now tuning into the football, getting updates on the Force Awakens.
Chris, the excitement has been building for generations of fans. And wait no more, because the big moment has arrived. For many of you, I know, this is a moment you'll never forget. A very special day.
We didn't have to intro it. We had Tuco.
Oh, great.
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Thanks, James L. Jones.
Shh. Oh.
Okay, Lucasfilm seemed to be involved.
Stories about what happened. Oh. Hyperspace!
Hyperspace is there.
I've been there. Oh!
Do
oh!
Do
you? Oh!
Whoa! No!
Oh!
Whoa! Film's not yet rated.
Quite excited. Just a little taste.
Thanks, pal.
Wow.
Wow. Immediate reactions. Go.
It didn't have the shock value of the previous two.
Oh, God. Yep.
I'm putting it out there. It was, I think we have to watch it again. There were so many different little things, but it didn't have that big new, I had, like, it didn't, like, the first reveal you had the Falcon, and the second reveal you had, and the sword.
Yeah.
And then this, and the second one we had, the Harrison Ford, Chewie, we're home. So, it had so many things.
I'll finish what you started, shot of a Vader helmet.
But, yeah, I think, let's watch it again.
All right.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.